The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Semi-final, Paris, table tennis, fifth match point, China versus France. China, France, China, France. Oh, this is what a rally. Oh, my Lord.
This is unbelievable.
Oh, Pierre, yeah. Pierre, stay alive. It's not 14-14.
Yes.
It's 14-14.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes. I know my French numerals. Une, deux, trois, quatre, cinq. Six, sept, huit, neuf. Anyway.
Yes. Great radio.
Enough of that. Well, speaking of the Olympics, something occurred there the other day.
Well, lots of this has actually been occurring.
Really?
There's been seven proposals at the Olympics so far. We talked about one of them, Justin Best. That was the one that had all of those yellow roses for each day they've been dating behind him.
Yeah, it was like 3,000 yellow roses or something like that.
Lot.
Yeah, my goodness.
But there was another proposal that just took place. A French athlete in the steeplechase, which is a sweet event.
Yeah, I love that event as well.
Did you see the guy, one of the Ethiopians, got injured in the men's final last night. Yeah,
I didn't see that.
Did he get stuck in the mud or was it jumping over one of the obstacles?
It was one of the big hurdles or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
His back leg clipped the hurdle and he fell pretty hard. And it almost looked like his head might have hit the track.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They took him to the hospital. They stretched him off and they took him to the hospital.
Well, that's scary.
Oh, wow. I did not see that. Oh.
To check that out. Hopefully he'll be okay.
Yeah. By the way, for those who care, the Chinese individual won defeat.
Yes. Was it six match point?
Yes. Fan Zhongdong was the person's name.
LeBron couldn't win the big one.
Nope.
LeBron. Was that his name?
Felix, I think, is his first name.
Felix LeBron.
Yep. Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Anyway,
there is this woman, Elise Fino, who didn't medal. She finished fourth, okay? But she set this European steeplechase record. So she did accomplish a pretty big feat. And as soon as she was done, she went over to the side, got down on one knee, and she proposed to her boyfriend.
Oh, wow.
So something a little different.
What country is this?
France.
Okay. All right. Well, I know it's in France, but it's a France.
Yes, and she's a French athlete. Yes. And of course, people online had things to say about that. One person said, "This is a smack in the face to a man. Proposing is a top three moment in a man's life, and she just took that away from him." It's like they were mad to see how excited she was and the love between two people. How dare she propose to him?
Did she ask permission from his dad?
Maybe.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, if we are, we're not required, but it is custom to ask the permission of the dad of your, from quote unquote, my perspective, of the bride.
Correct.
Permission.
Yeah.
Right.
Have that conversation. I'm wondering if she, you know, went that far.
She had to ask his mom.
Oh, yeah,
yes. I mean, if she had the ring already picked out and ready to go, and it was, I don't know what they do in France. If that's a tradition they do in France, maybe they don't do that.
Yeah. There's no respect for the parents. No dowry.
I'm just saying that might not be something they do. I have no idea. But
How
do you guys feel about that? I mean, what if Lisa proposed to you?
I would not have a problem with it. I have an issue with taking moments like that and proposing. I don't like that.
Oh, I don't either.
I think it's okay. You're not going to do it. I wouldn't think you're going to do it unless you know the answer. But it puts a lot of pressure on that individual to have to say yes, because even if they don't want to, even if they want to say no, you don't want to disrespect your partner at that point by saying no. That would be humiliating. So I don't like the public displays of that moment. I think it's a very private moment. But that's my opinion.
I agree with you on that. I'm 100% with you on that.
And now, I don't have any problem.
Now, it may be sexist, misogynist, whatever word you want to use.
Right.
I think it's a man's job to propose, so to speak. Not job, but it's his responsibility. It's some traditions I think should be preserved. And that is, to me, that's one of them.
So if Cindy had asked you, would you say no?
No, I would have said,
Wait a second. I am asking you. Yeah. Would you like to marry
me? Then he'd get down on one knee, and then they'd both be on a knee, and they're like, no, I want to marry you. No, you. No, I'm asking you. No, I. Okay. Yes.
I think it's part of.
You say, you hang up. No, you hang up.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's one of the three that you mentioned. I think it's maybe one of the four.
I'm traditional in that sense, too, four? I think.
One of the four what?
One of the four greatest
moments of your life?
Oh, yeah.
For a man. Yes.
Yes.
Because this person, whoever tweeted this, said proposing is a top three moment in a man's life.
I wouldn't say top three.
Well,
it would be.
So if you're looking back on your life, you'd have to rank it at that point. But if you're looking from that point back, like you haven't had kids yet, right?
Okay. So all right. Well, yeah. I'm looking back. So yeah. I would say, you know, kids.
Was only one day, even though it was two kids.
Right. The kids.
You got a bonus there.
Right. The kids. The wedding. Marrying more than proposing.
Well, you don't get, it's the chicken or the egg. You don't get one if you don't have the other.
I understand that, but you're talking about the moment. To me, the moment was, so it's that.
When she finally says, I do.
Yes. Well, that.
Success!
Speaking of which, some yes or some no, would be your first time. That would be right up there.
I knew he would say that.
from a man's perspective, sure. We're looking at this from a man's perspective, yes.
And when the Flyers beat the Russians.
Was the first time with the
camp counselor.
Stoney, I was going to say when Michigan won the national title.
I was going to say, which first time?
Oh.
The actual first time or the first time with that individual?
Oh, I was going to say the first time ever is a man's
moment.
You always remember your first time. Yes, sometimes it's great and most of the time, it probably isn't so great.
Or another level of that, the consummation of said marriage.
Yes, that would be a different. That'd be up there
as
well.
That first time.
Yes.
Yes. After.
Yes. Exactly. But 248-539-9797.
This is taking a weird turn.
If you're a male, would you want to be proposed to?
I would think most males would say no. They want to do the proposing.
Right, exactly.
Here, anyway. Right. I'm the same as you. I do think it's tradition. Like, I would not propose or would not have proposed to Colin.
To Colin, you just wait. What if it's, okay, the relationship keeps going and going and going. You're dating your boyfriend, girlfriend. You could even be, you know, cohabitating at that point. And you're like, is this guy ever going to ask me? If not, I'm going to, maybe you just have the conversation.
Yes, I would have dropped a lot of hints and we would have had a conversation.
Yeah.
But I don't think I would have asked him.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with it. You talk about it.
I'm very traditional. I would prefer that I ask the question.
Right. Most proposals are not surprises. I mean, they're surprised maybe
how it's done or where it's at.
The moment, yeah.
But you pretty much know, because a lot of times you discuss rings beforehand.
You've had conversations.
But if you're going to go through that conversations, you pretty much know she's going to say yes.
Yes.
Or in this case,
he will say yes.
He will say oui.
But you're right.
So the other question, though, is, so when you propose, If as a dude, you get on a knee, or you can do it however you want, but you present an engagement ring.
Mm-hmm.
Dudes don't have an engagement ring.
But I think that she, maybe not. I didn't see if she had a ring.
Absolutely not.
Right.
Which is such a weird thing as well to
me. Yeah. So, hey, hold on. I'll hold on to this one for you, and I'll give it to you when we actually get married. It's our wedding band.
Why? Guys should have engagement rings.
Why?
Why?
Why do we have to wear one?
Because you want them, you want diamonds.
Well, I know we like a diamond, we like nice, but it is that when you really start thinking about it.
I mean, I just am not a jewelry person. The only jewelry I wear is my wedding ring.
I don't even wear my wedding ring.
Well, it's enough to wear one ring. Dudes aren't going to wear two on the same finger.
Well, you could just wear it from the proposal on.
And then not wear it ever again? Because you would have a wedding band?
Well, that could be your wedding. I don't know. I'm just thinking in my head
the questions that I would have.
You guys should get an engagement ring. Yeah, you get like a little band.
John, would you be 97 won the ticket?
No.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.